And we're going to be heading over to Metlakatla today to visit with the lovely Tsimshian people. My name is Ashley.
Boarding the tour boat from Thomas Basin in Ketchikan, cruise ship passengers are offered cushioned seats, each with a map and a pair of binoculars. The tour is called Cultural Treasures of Annette Island, and in its second year, it's still developing. A lot goes into planning a niche tour, what tourists will see and do, what snacks to offer, and what to call it.
The name is very important. You have to be very careful about the name you select. And the first one we had to tweak quite a bit, because the first one was Tsimshian Island, but people had trouble pronouncing Tsimshian and didn't know exactly what it meant anyway.
Amanda Painter is operations manager at Allen Marine Tours, which offers the day trip. She says Holland America suggested the name change. Metlakatla has seen cruising tourists before. Small cruise ship company Cruise West sent ships regularly, but the numbers dropped off in 2010 when Cruise West went out of business. Lacey Wilson is the Metlakatla Indian Community Director of Tourism. She began in 2009, and right away she got to work revamping and realigning the tour with the MIC's goals. The new tagline for the tourism department is culture, history, authenticity.
Highlighting our culture but not exploiting it in any way. And so cultural protection and integrity is something that we take very, very seriously.
The first major stop of the tour is the Duncan Cottage. The 124-year-old building served as the town's first clinic, pharmacy, library, and school.
And in addition to all the functions that it served, it was also his home.
The first room on the left was William Duncan's bedroom. The Christian missionary who brought the first residents to Annette Island in 1887 is a major historical, but not cultural, figure.
Part of what Duncan did when he came here was he started integrating us into a more Anglican lifestyle. And he really honestly believed that was for our own good, so that we could prosper and live a better life. But that unfortunately meant a large amount of our culture at that time was lost.
For example, native language. In Duncan's home, now a museum, everything is labeled in both the English and Tsimshian languages, something Wilson says she's proud of and is the only curated collection she knows like it. Wilson says a lot of her job is working against preconceived notions.
There has always been a really unfortunate misconception, especially in Ketchikan, that you can't come here unless you have an invitation.
She says that is not true, and she hopes the growing tourism industry can show that the people of Metlakatla are hospitable and willing to share their lives. The tour offers a genuine slice of life, at times even entering working environments. The largest collection of local native art on the island, including cedar weaving and wooden fish, is on display at the Annette Island Service Unit, a health clinic.
It's not a hospital because we don't bed anybody down or do overnight care, but everyday general health care is what is provided here. So we're basically entering it. It's like if you were going to take a tour of Ketchikan General Hospital, you know, you have to kind of stay out of the way as much as you can.
A group of 12 older white people with khaki nylon fishing hats traveling by motor coach definitely stick out, but for the most part are welcomed. One of those tourists, Tim Scobie from North Carolina, says the tour was enjoyable and educational.
I thought they, you know, were maybe Aborigines, but they weren't. They came from British Columbia, which I didn't know.
The highlight of the trip for most is the dance performance at the end. Dancers step away from day jobs for an hour to dance and sing for visitors. The dance groups are paid and can earn between $10,000 to $15,000 in a year. The money helps support travel. The dancers aren't the only residents benefiting financially from tourism in Metlakatla.
While we're not a nonprofit, all of the money that we make from this directly supports our community and our community members.
The profits feed into a general fund, which is redistributed to programs such as social services and preschools. Fishing has long been the biggest industry, but the community has been trying to diversify its economy, including building a gaming hall in 2001. Wilson hopes that tourism can be a real player in the financial support of her community. This year may be the first in a long time where tourism brings in solid profit. She says besides money, tourism offers opportunity.
Like Raquel here is a high school student. She's only 16 years old. But as working with our program and part of her training, she's going to be gaining some real life skills that can be very valuable to her in the future, like public speaking, working with members of the community, working with our guests.
Wilson got her start the same way, leading tours right out of high school. And while she says she accidentally fell into the career, it's one that suits her. She wants to support her community, and she believes a growing tourism industry can do that. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.